Every woman needs to be herself at times. Your answer? Baking. Baking good, baking often with Gold Medal Flour.
When Charlie sees a lovely girl, a girl like yours or mine,
he uses a whistle, a wink, and wild root. It gets her every time.
Got to tell me what's wrong with the coffee.
Bad taste.
Now what am I going to do?
I can't type. I don't take dictation. I can't file.
I push the button on the Xerox 914.
My boss calls me indispensable.
Polyglass means more than mileage when your wife has to drive alone.
I can't see why anybody would object to any of those commercials. No, they weren't the ones. They are from the 50s, and, well, you wouldn't make them now. That's for sure. We have come, I suspect, a long way since then. Gender relations, our attitudes on these things. Of course, things are changing. The UK has banned two TV advertisements, one for Philadelphia cheese, the other for Volkswagen. They are the first to be banned under new rules that prescribe harmful gender stereotypes. Now, Jessica Tye is investigations manager at the UK's Advertising Standards Authority. She joins us now. Jessica, welcome.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you.
Let's perhaps describe for us these two ads in question and what got them banned.
Yes, well, the first ad that we have banned this week was an ad for Philadelphia cream cheese. And that was a TV ad that featured two new dads getting with their babies and then getting very distracted by the cream cheese and not noticing that their children were being carried away by a moving conveyor belt in a restaurant.
Right.
And then at the end, one of them turned to the other and said, "Let's not tell mum." So obviously the intention there was to be quite lighthearted, but we actually received nearly 130 complaints from viewers that the ad was perpetuating a harmful gender stereotype by suggesting basically that men were incapable of caring for children and were going to place them at risk as a result of their incompetence.
Okay, so this is resistance to a gender stereotype that I'd not expected. So I suspect it spawned a new meme of men distracted by cheese, but that might be another thing. So, around 130 complaints there. In the case of Volkswagen, what was the ad? What was the tally?
So we had fewer complaints about the Volkswagen ad. I think it was only three. I mean, I should mention the ASA doesn't play a numbers game. So ultimately, okay, we're looking at whether the ad complies with our code. So one complaint or 1,000, we can still investigate. But the ad in this case was quite different. So it was for their new electric car and featured a series of scenes that predominantly featured men in kind of adventurous scenarios. So, first of all, it showed a couple in a tent fixed to a sheer cliff face, and there was a woman there, but she was sleeping. And then there was a scene showing two male astronauts. Then there was another scene showing a male Paralympic athlete. And then the final scene in that ad showed a woman sitting next to a bench with a pram next to her. So it was quite a different type of ad. It was kind of less narrative, more just a series of scenes. But the issue there, the complainants felt that really it was because it was contrasting so many scenes of men being very active and adventurous, being scientists, and then really the only women in the ad, one was sleeping and then the other was sitting next to a pram in a kind of traditional caregiving role. So the complaints there were about the kind of way that the ad contrasted the men and women. And as you mentioned, we had a new rule that came in 2 months ago.
Yep.
That said that ads mustn't include gender stereotypes that are likely to cause harm or serious or widespread offence.
It's interesting that the comparison between the two, you know, the cheese, which is poking, denigrating stereotypes of men as being poor parents, and the VW one, which is consigning, you know, inferior and passive roles to women. And that would be the situation in which we would normally, you know, affix an injurious gender stereotype. This is quite a broad sweep.
Yeah, I mean, accompanying the new rule, there was some quite detailed guidance that set out what was and wasn't likely to be acceptable. And that followed off the back of lots of research and talking to focus groups. And actually, that guidance specifically drew out both ads that directly contrast male and female kind of stereotypical roles or characteristics. But it also talks about ads that depict men or women failing to achieve a task specifically because of their gender. You know, for example, a man's inability to change nappies.
Okay, I can see this. Well, it is far-thinking and very modern legislation. Jessica Tai, UK Advertising Standards. Thank you.